made out of what?
China?
Yeah, right. They used to call those eggs China eggs, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Dash eggs, China eggs, you know.
Yeah. What'd you used to carry water in? Maybe, you know, from the what you said you had a wood.
I had a bucket.
Wood or metal?
It's metal. Now, I've seen people with wooden buckets, you know.
Okay. And milk you might carry, you said, in a...
And a metal pail.
Metal bucket, okay. And what'd you slop the hogs with? I mean, feed the hogs with?
Slop.
Yeah, but... Did you have a certain bucket, or was it just...
Yeah, oh yeah, we had the regular slop bucket, you know. In other words, you used to... When you'd buy lard, you could buy it in certain weight containers, see. Mm-hmm. And you usually had usually your slop bucket for the hog would be an old lard container, you know, or something that you could put the lid on, you know.
Okay.
And you put your slop in that, you know, your kitchen waste and such as that, you know, and put the lid on it, you know, and that kept the flies and insects out of it, you see. And then, like I said, you got enough slop, you'd go out and pour it in a hog trough, you know, throw a little water in with it and let him slurp.
What'd your mother used to fry eggs in?
Skillet.
Yeah. Did you ever have one of those three-cornered ones that had old legs on it in the fireplace?
No, never had, we lived in one house that had these, I don't even know what you call them.
Yeah, things that you
hang. But they protruded out and you'd hang a pot, iron pot on.
Yeah,
You know, and they'd, like a stew or something like that, and you was burning, utilizing the fireplace, you know.
Right, yeah.
You could cook with it.
Never used that.
But, mostly, like I said, the cooking was done on what we call a kitchen stove, the wood stove, you know.
Okay.
And you had a wooden stove with the oven, firebox on one side, and the oven. Some of them, they had a place where you could actually keep water hot, you know.
Firebox.
That was where you built the fire to heat the top of the stove, you know, and the oven. Then you had over the top of the stove, you had a warmer. In other words, the heat generated from the thing would keep certain foods warm, you know, while you were finishing cooking. Or if you wanted to save it from one meal to the other, you know, your gravies and such as that, you put them up in this warmer. And then you'd take in just rewarm it, you know, but it'd stay. I guess the heat would preserve it just like the coal would, you know.
Okay. Now, what'd you call maybe something you keep, some sort of flowers in the house? You know, you might put water in it. Do you have a name for that?
Well, we had flower vases, what we called them, you know.
Okay. And the eating utensils you used to set by each plate when you set the table supper up?
Well, we had the eating utensils, in other words, spoon, knives, and forks, you know.
Yes.
And they were always kept in the safe. What I mean, you know.
Really?
When you get through, you had a safe, what we call a kitchen safe.
Oh, that was one, yeah.
That was what you put your dishes in, see. You had, it was, you could either screen it, or it had glass in it, you know, and shelves. And then you had a drawer, you know, to put your utensils in, knives, forks. And then you had a bottom part that was closed up, you know, with doors on it, and you could store some of your baking pans.